Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you do this each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to look into the Scripture. We also have a TV program that airs right after this broadcast from 8 to 8:30 on Public Access Channel number 6 on UTV entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give it a look. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. We encourage you to take a look at it. There are many valuable resources that can aid you in your study of God's Word. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our services at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You'll always be warmly received. All we ask is that you open your mind and open your Bible, come and study God's Word with us, and to worship Him, and let us help you show you the need to have God in your life and a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. We've been looking at the subject of why I'm a member of the Church of Christ for the past few weeks, but we're going to take a break from that just for today because I want to talk about fathers today. I want to begin by wishing all the fathers out there a very happy Father's Day. If your father is still living, I hope that you will take the opportunity and time to call him or maybe even take him out and thank him for all the things that he has done for you during your upbringing. Godly fathers. There's never been a time that a nation is so in need of godly fathers as this time. Young men and women need instruction. They need guidance. They need help. And they need an instruction and an example of how to live their lives in order that it would be well with them on the earth, and also to prepare them, not for just things here in this life, but to prepare them for the next life. The Bible is very clear with instruction that God gives for godly fathers. I want to begin this morning by reading some passages with you where God has instructed and given instruction in His Word of the great and awesome responsibility of being a father. In the Law of Moses, in Deuteronomy chapter 4, we're going to read verse number 9, as Moses was giving the instruction to the people of God who came out of captivity, and they were in bondage, and that first generation died, and now the next generation is going into the promised land, and he's giving them some instructions prior to his own death in how and what they should do concerning God's word to their families. And in Deuteronomy chapter 4, at verse number 9, we can read, "Only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest you depart from the heart all the days of your life. And teach them to your children and to your grandchildren, especially concerning the day that you stood before the Lord your God in Hebron, when the Lord said to him, 'Gather the people to me, and I will let them hear my word, that they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children.'" And if you look at other passages, like in Deuteronomy chapter 6, it was told that they were to talk to them when they got up, before they went to bed, and they were to keep God's word as frontless before their eyes, so they would always know what God would have them to do and how God would want them to conduct their lives. In Ephesians chapter number 6, a passage that I'm sure you're very familiar with, we have instruction given by God to parents. And since we're talking about fathers today, especially fathers, it tells in verse 4, it says, "And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and the admonition of the Lord." As godly fathers, we have the responsibility to not provoke our children to wrath, but to bring them up in training and admonition and other translations of the nurture and the training of the Lord. We have to teach them. We have to instruct them. We have to patiently guide them and to let them understand the things that would help them in life and also prepare them for their relationship with God. In Colossians 3:21, the Bible says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, lest they become discouraged." We're not to use anger. We're not to use brute force. And we're not to try to intimidate our children to teach them or instruct them. But we are to do it with love and with guidance and we are to instruct them in the ways that they should live, teach them about things that they will need to know in their life. The first and foremost thing that we need to teach our children is the need for God in their life. And we do that in two ways. We do that by instruction, by getting them familiar with the Bible very early in life, getting them involved in spiritual things very early in their life, taking them to church services to put them around people that can encourage them and be examples for them. But the second way that we do that is not just teach them about God's word, but we live it before them. We give them an example. Fathers need to be the role models for their children. They are the spiritual head of the home. God gave the spiritual leadership in the home to men. And so as fathers, we have the awesome responsibility of remembering that God gave us the duty of leading our children in the spiritual realm of their life. And the best way to do that is not just teaching God's word, but also in living it before them so they can see it put into practice. One of the things that we must do as godly fathers that is frowned upon by many is we must practice discipline. We have to practice discipline when our children do things that are contrary to things and rules that we have set up and also to guidelines that we've given them. And then when they fail to meet those guidelines, they have to know that there is a consequence. And we need to be able to demonstrate that there are consequences for the choices that men make. In Proverbs chapter 13, and all fathers would do well to read the instructions given in the book of Proverbs that talk about the instruction of children. And in Proverbs 13, verse 24, it says, "He who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly." Notice, God says that if we spare the rod, we hate the child. And what that just means is that we don't really love him. We don't love him as deeply as we think we do. Children are looking and want discipline. They want guidance. They want encouragement, but they also want to know when they're wrong. Too many children are left to themselves. Too many children are what we refer today as latchkey children who come in from school and they're alone. There's no mother, there's no father, there's no supervision, there's no guidance, and they're left to their own devices and to their own things. And unfortunately, many of them learn things that are not very helpful, that will not only take them away from God, but are harmful to them physically and can be harmful in their lives. And so we need to spend the time and we need to make the time in order to give it to your children. Fathers, let me give you one piece of advice. Your children don't need the latest fashion. They don't need the latest shoes that everybody's wearing. They don't need to have everything that you didn't have. What they need more than they need anything is they need your time. They need your ear. They need your attention. They need your love. And they need to see it shown. And they need to see it demonstrated. Your children also need to see the love that exists between you and your wife. They need to look and see and be able to see what a godly marriage is all about. Where do young men and women learn more about marriage? They learn it in home. They learn it by their mom and dad. What kind of relationship does mom and dad have is going to be a good stepping stone with what kind of relationship they're going to develop. Let me give you an example. If a child is raised in a home where the father is demeaning to his wife and not very loving and he's cruel to her, what kind of example does that set for the son? And the chances are that the cycle will be repeated with the son when he will think that that's the way that you are to treat women. And so we need to be very careful, ladies and gentlemen, that we set godly examples in front of our children in order that we might lead them in the way that God would have them to do. It's an awesome responsibility. I remember in 1978, when I became a father for the first time. I remember coming back from the hospital after my daughter was born in the early hours of the morning. And after making all the phone calls, I was driving back to the base. I was in the military at the time. And I was driving back to the base. And I had to pull over when I got to the front gate because I was crying. Because I was happy, yes. But not only that, I also hit me what an awesome thing that God has just done. He's just blessed me with this child. But as the Bible teaches us, God wants that child back. And so God has given him into my care in order to guide him, to lead him, to instruct him, to teach him, to do instruct him in ways that he can live a profitable and godly life. And that's an awesome responsibility. And it's going to take a lot of prayer. It's going to take a lot of effort. And it's going to take a lot of time. And part of that is in instruction when our children do not own up to the things that we have instructed them to do, and we tell them no consequences, we have to follow through. In Proverbs 23, verse number 13 and 14, do not withhold correction from a child, for if you beat him with a rod, he will not die. You shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell. Now, the Bible's not talking about child abuse. It's not talking about being abusive. It's talking about stern discipline. You know, I know many circles that spanking is frowned upon, but again, it's not the only means of discipline, but it is one. We have to demonstrate to our children the responsibility that they have, that they need to follow instruction and the respect for authority. First and foremost, they need to respect the authority of God. Then they need to respect our authority. And when they don't do that, and when they're not taught that, then they're not going to respect authority in school, they're not going to respect authority in society, and then they're going to get themselves into trouble. Where do they learn about that? They learn about it from the home. God didn't give the schools, he didn't give the churches the responsibility of instructing our children. He gave that to fathers and mothers. And as godly fathers, we must take that instruction, and we must be serious-minded. I want to conclude by giving you an example of three godly fathers of the Bible. What about Noah? Noah, we don't know much about Noah, but we know this, that he was able to raise three sons in an ungodly world. Where all the world was heart was evil continually, Noah was able to raise three godly sons, and he was able to instruct those godly sons in such a way that they chose three godly women to be their wives. Again, well, how did that happen? Was it just by chance? No. It's because he did things according to God's instruction. What about Abraham? In Genesis chapter 18, God gives Abraham a very good compliment. Genesis chapter 18 and verse number 19. The scripture says, "For I have known him, in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord and do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring Abraham what he has spoken to him." You see, God had all the confidence in the world. Abraham was going to instruct his children in righteousness. What a compliment. And then you remember Joshua, when he was dying, when he was about to go the way of the earth, he made this statement in Joshua 24, verse 15. They had to choose who they were going to serve, the gods of the land in where they dwelled, or were they going to serve the God that had given them the land? But he made the statement at the end of that verse, "But for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." All of us as godly fathers need to strive to have godly homes. We need to have godly homes by putting God first, and then to teach our children respect for authority, respect for mother, respect for father, respect for others, and a deep-rooted understanding of the need to have God in their life. May God help us, and may godly fathers' tribes increase as we try to lead our children in ways that will not only be productive here, but prepare them for eternity and prepare them for the heavenly realm when they will be with God forever. Thank you for listening today. We hope that you have a blessed Father's Day, fathers, and continue to remember the awesome duty God has given you.